From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is addressing the nation in his first nationally televised address from the Oval Office at this hour. Earlier today, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said the president will indicate the federal government is prepared to take over the handling of oil spill damage claims from BP if necessary. President Obama spent the past 2 days touring the Gulf region. Mr. Obama met this morning with Florida Governor Charlie Crist in Pensacola Beach before returning to Washington to prepare for tonight's address. Tonight's speech is also expected to set the stage for a White House meeting tomorrow with top BP executives. The White House is naming former prosecutor Michael Bromwich as the new head of the Minerals Management Service. We get details from NPR's Carrie Johnson.
Michael Bromwich will be at the center of a widening storm. He's replacing Elizabeth Birnbaum, who resigned last month. The agency took on heavy criticism for its cozy relationship with the oil and mining industries. And it's in the spotlight all over again with the Gulf Coast oil spill. President Obama says MMS allowed drilling permits to be issued without enough safety guarantees. Bromwich will preside over a sweeping reorganization of the management service. Early in his career, he worked as a prosecutor on cases including the Iran-Contra scandal. He also served as the Justice Department's Inspector General. That's its chief watchdog. In recent years, Bromwich helped police departments and crime labs comply with the law. The White House says that experience could come in handy in his new assignment. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
New York Senator Charles Schumer is calling on BP to put up the money for oil cleanup and restitution before paying out dividend to shareholders. Schumer made his remarks during a Capitol Hill news conference. He said that BP should shelve the dividend until the scope and cost of cleaning up the spill is known.
Their responsibility for cleaning up this mess, both environmentally and economically, trumps their responsibility to their shareholders.
BP has not indicated whether it will suspend the dividend. North Korea is warning its military forces will respond if the UN Security Council condemns the country over the sinking of a South Korean Navy ship. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
North Korea's ambassador to the United Nations, Shin Son-ho, told a rare news conference that the situation is touch and go on the Korean Peninsula and war could break out any time. He accused the U.S. and South Korea of cooking up allegations that North Korea sank a South Korean ship. And he said North Korea will retaliate if the U.N. Security Council criticizes his country.
If the Security Council release any documents against us, then myself, as diplomats, I can do nothing. But the follow-up measures will be carried out by our military forces.
At the State Department, spokesman P.J. Crowley called North Korea a criminal state that should stop its provocative behavior. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up more than 200 points. This is NPR. General David Petraeus, the military commander in charge of Iraq and Afghanistan, is said to be okay after collapsing at a Senate hearing on Capitol Hill today. The four-star general had just finished answering a question posed by Arizona Senator John McCain about the drawdown of forces from Afghanistan when he slumped over the witness table. The 57-year-old Petraeus revived quickly, then left the hearing for about 20 minutes before returning. The remainder of the hearing was suspended, though, until tomorrow. Los Angeles Lakers hope playing on their home court tonight will help stave off elimination in the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics lead the series 3-2 and need one more win to extend their league-leading number of championships to 18. From Los Angeles, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
There's consensus in the NBA that when a game or a season is on the line, LA's Kobe Bryant is the player you want on your team. After the Lakers lost Game 5 two nights ago in Boston, putting LA on the brink of elimination, Bryant was asked if he's confident his team can win the last two games of the series on its home court.
No, I'm not very confident at all.
But the Lakers need more than Bryant's swagger, starting with help from everyone else on the team. Boston has turned L.A. into a one-man show. Forward Pau Gasol made big contributions early in the series, but not in the last few games. Numbers favor the Lakers. They're 9-1 at home during these playoffs, and over the past three seasons, the Celtics have had eight chances to clinch a playoff series in their opponent's arena and done it only once. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Recapping this hour's top story, President Obama is addressing the nation in his first nationally televised address from the Oval Office. Mr. Obama is speaking about the BP oil spill. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.